There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Step your game up. Elevate your live betting game. Points Bet, new exclusive feature. Live same game parlays for the NBA. NBA live same game parlays can only be found on Points Bet. Instantly build the perfect live same game parlay throughout the game. Once the game starts, just don't bet, live your bet life, and download the app and use the code VSIN2K to get two risk-free bets up to $2,000. Code VSIN2K. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. As we continue here, live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino, talking about today's big college basketball card, sports bettor and VSIN contributor Will Hill joins the program now. Will, thanks for the time. How did yesterday treat you in college basketball?
Good. Exhausting, man. It's great. It's unbelievable. You wake up and 11:30 in the morning our time until about 2 in the morning these games go. It's just 6-7 games on at a time. It's just the best. Especially, think about it, this time 2 years ago, we had nothing. It got shut down right around this time. That Thursday 2 years ago is when everything went dark, and I mean, we're sitting there with nothing to watch, so definitely appreciate it having it back a couple years later.
Yeah, good call. Now, you're on the East Coast, like you said. Did you stay up for all the action last night? Because I'm guessing games went until, 2 o'clock in the morning almost?
I think around 12:30, 12:45. I said, you know what, Hawaii, UC, Riverside, I can kind of cash out on. I can go to bed at this point. I think Abilene Christian versus SF Austin was still on, so I caught most of the big games.
Okay.
You can't do it all. At some point,
it's tough.
Got to sleep.
It's tough. Okay, so we kicked this game around earlier in the first hour. Like, what do you expect from Iowa today? I mean, that was just classic what they did. 64 points at halftime, could not miss. Expectations for that to carry over today are not really that realistic. But they're laying, 6.5, 7 against Rutgers, and Rutgers got them when they played. And that was a very low-scoring game, 48-46. Who do you like here?
Yeah, that was a rock fight. To me, this is a good sell-high spot on Iowa. I like Rutgers. I mean, Rutgers has been interesting. They're Tarzan at home. They're Jane on the road. What do they do in a neutral court situation? To me, 6.5, 7. I think there's some 7.5s out there. That's a lot of points. So I like Rutgers here. I think they defend well enough to keep this game close, and there's no way Iowa can play that well back-to-back spots. What they finished with, 112 yesterday? I mean, just an unbelievable performance, 1.56 points per possession, just a crazy performance. I like Rutgers, though.
How about TCU? They come all the way back. They're getting killed at halftime. They the second biggest comeback going back in Big 12 tournament history, and now you're taking on Kansas, and they had an easy time of it. What do you want to do in that game?
I like TCU. Boy, Texas, I'm sure Beard will get it turned around. He's a good coach, but they've had some collapses this year. Now, they hung on to beat Tennessee. They hung on to beat, I think it was Oklahoma State, but boy, they just go long stretches without scoring. I like TCU. They've been in both of these games with Kansas. Remember, they had played them 2 times in 3 days a week or two ago. Beat them the first time, hung within the number the second time. I think this will be a competitive game. I don't know that Kansas defends well enough to separate here, so I like TCU.
It was a great comeback yesterday. I mean,
good game.
Again, down by 18 at halftime, and they held Texas to 20 points total in the entire second half. We also discussed North Texas, and we think that they should be in the tournament. We would take a team like this who was so dominant. I don't care what conference they're from, over a team like Michigan. 17-14, I'm sorry, is not good enough. Bad loss last night to Indiana. But North Texas laying 5.5 against La Tech. Is that too many points?
I think it is. I'm totally with you on North Texas. They should be in. They deserve to be in. But if you look at the two games with La Tech lost by one at home, game they probably should have won. And then the game at North Texas, the game's tied with 1.5 minutes to go. And that was a bad beat because I had La Tech that day. Mm. I think plus around similar number, 5, 5.5. It might have landed 5. It was definitely a bad beat. I think it might have landed 5 or 6. But both these games were really competitive. Again, a neutral court, Louisiana Tech fighting for their lives. To me, 5.5 is a lot of points. This Louisiana Tech team's pretty good, so I expect a close game here. I like the points.
Okay, I think we're going to butt heads here, but the first semi of the Mountain West game, I haven't been impressed down the stretch with Wyoming. Down 4 with under 2 minutes, they get the win. Everything went their way down the stretch to beat UNLV. Boise, we know they're in, and maybe Wyoming's in, or maybe they need to. I mean, first four in, however you want to look at it. But what do you think of Boise laying 2.5 against Wyoming?
I'm going to go back to Wyoming. They were very fortunate to win yesterday. I like a good team that doesn't play well, but they still find a way to win. I think they'll play a lot better today. That I don't know if you guys watched that game. That was a total ref show yesterday. Every time you look up, there's an offensive foul. I mean, they called 1,000,000 charges in that game yesterday. It was really horribly officiated. The referees were basically flipping a coin at some point, just horribly officiated. But I like the two players here, Ike and Maldonado. I like the coach here in Golden. I think it'll be a tight game. I actually think Wyoming wins, so I'll take Wyoming.
Wyoming, okay. One more game in the Big Ten, and this is the early one, 11:30 your time, 8:30 out here in the morning. Again, Indiana came back. Great job. And they held Michigan without a field goal for like an 11-minute stretch yesterday, won the game outright. They needed to have that win, according to a lot of people. I saw the opener here in Illinois -4, Will, and now it looks like Illinois sitting at 5 against Indiana. Who do you like?
Yeah, I like Illinois. I mean, obviously, I like it a little better at 4.5, but I just don't think Indiana shoots it well enough to hang with Illinois. I like Illinois here. I'll lay the points. To me, Illinois is a dangerous team. I know they're 45-50-1 some spots to win it all. At least they were a few days ago. You know, obviously, they got a raw deal last year. Terrible job by the committee to make them play Loyola Chicago in the second round, and they got upset. But to me, Illinois is a really good team, well-coached. I could see them making a Final Four for sure. And to me, Indiana just does not shoot the ball well enough, and just a terrible job by Michigan. What a collapse that was yesterday to give that game away. So to me here, I think it's Illinois or nothing.
All right. For those who missed it late last night, Penn State did upset Ohio State in the late night game in the Big Ten. So their turnaround game today is now against Purdue, the shortest shot on the board to win the Big Ten tournament when numbers were released. And who do you like between these two teams now?
Yeah, I like Penn State. I just think they're gonna run a lot of pick and roll, and Purdue doesn't defend the perimeter well. They don't defend the pick and roll well, and that's just a bad matchup. And Purdue, they're great on offense. That guy on Edie's basically the biggest human being I've ever seen in my life. But I don't think they can just defend well enough to be laying this kind of number. I don't trust their defense. I don't like their perimeter defense. I think Penn State can hang around and hang within this number.
What'd you make of the NFL moves and the trades? Wilson to Denver, Seattle rebuilding, and then the Chargers go out and trade for Mac.
I get it from Denver's perspective. I mean, look, you haven't had even an average quarterback in, what, like a decade, 8, 9 years. You know, you got a good roster. You're in a great division. I mean, what else are you going to do if you're Denver? People saying they overpaid. Okay, but like, what were your other options? So I certainly could see it from Denver's perspective. Don't really get it from Seattle's perspective unless they're tanking. I mean, what, you're going to go in next year with Geno Smith or Drew Lock? I mean, if you look at it, they make the playoffs every year with Wilson. They're 10 plus wins every year with Wilson. They have one bad year, he gets hurt, and they say, all right, we're going to close up shop and get rid of him. That was strange to me. If anything, I would have moved on from the coach and just tried to go, you know, younger, mix it up that way. So I get it from Denver's perspective. People could say they gave up a lot, but again, you don't have a quarterback. You're in that division. What else are you going to do?
Did you rush out and get the Broncos on a future ticket?
Yeah, I got a little, I think it was 14-1 to win the AFC. So just tried to grab the number there again. That is a brutal division, though. So I think it's a pretty good number. I had Aaron Schatz on. It's going to be up today on the podcast. He's not as high on Denver. He said, you know what? That defense isn't as good as people think. Okay. They're just not on the field a lot. The offense plays slow. So I still think it's a pretty good roster. Wilson probably be a little bit revitalized going into, you know, a new team, some good receivers. That's still a decent defense. It's not a terrible defense by any stretch. So should be interesting. I'm excited for it. Maybe we'll get some other moves here. I'm curious to see what happens with Watson. If anything, that's the last kind of domino to fall here.
Yeah. And then how about baseball? You're a huge baseball guy, live in New York, Yankees guy as well. Expectations for this team in free agency, do they go out and get Freddie Freeman? And then where do you think they actually rank in the American League East?
Got to make some moves here. It's weird to see a division where you have four teams basically all kind of even their odds between Yankees, Red Sox, Blue Jays, and the Rays. They're all kind of within a stone's throw of each other. Red Sox are a little bit of longer odds, but they need to make some moves. They're too right-handed. They're too unathletic. They could probably use another pitcher behind Cole. Bullpen could use a little help, but they should be in the mix. They're probably a player or two short. It's going to be fun the next 48, 72 hours to see all these free agents on the move because, like you said, baseball comes to an agreement. A lot of these guys don't have a camp to go to, a home to go to, so I'm excited for all these moves. And I saw the other day the shift was banned. Is that official? Because that throws a wrinkle into these MVP odds. Guys like Gallo, Stanton, some of these guys that hit into, hard contact into the shift, they get a bump here. Gallo with no shift, Stanton with no shift. Some of these guys, now it's going to help other hitters, but that's going to really throw a wrinkle into the MVP race in some of these other markets.
Yeah. Yeah. That was the news that I saw anyway. Great job, Will. Good luck with the bets today. And you can listen to Will. He does the New York City cast for Bet Rivers, and you can download it wherever you get your podcast and follow him on Twitter. He is at not the Will Hill. Thanks, pal.
You can fit my audience in El Camino, guys. You got to download the podcast, please. What are you guys doing? Let's go.
They'll get on it today. Be good.
Thank you. Good job.
Everything
got messed up. I mean, it's like 9-inning doubleheaders now.
Yeah,
we're going back to the old extra inning rules.
Right. A thing of the past.
Yeah.
I, for one...
Everything will be in 2023 then, what they're going to do.
I kind of like the 7-inning doubleheaders.
Yes, I like them too.
Yeah. That was totally fine by me. And we're going to get a 162-game schedule.
Yeah, April 7th.
And they're going to play more doubleheaders.
Right, let's go.
To squeeze it in.
Let's make some moves today. Spend some money.
Oh, it could be... Like, today into this weekend could be an absolute whirlwind.
Mm-hmm. It but should be.
I'm with Will. Like, all this talk, and I heard it on the way in today again, does Freddie Freeman go to the Yankees? You need to address the pitching.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, that was obvious to anybody last year. You need somebody behind Gerrit Cole.
A long time, yeah.
Yeah.
It's been that way for a long time.
It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. If you want to get in touch with the show, the email is ftm@vsin.com. FTM for Follow the Money @vsin.com. Up next, we'll touch on the NBA. It is a huge card that we have coming up tonight. And road teams in this matchup have won the last 8 games against the spread. We'll tell you which matchup it is coming up next.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled Kalshi, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
Parlay better Chris King from Winners and Winers had another monster parlay. He's offering his favorite three-team parlay in basketball from his private bets, 100% free. All you need to do is text VSEN to 320-350-3500. Text VSEN 320-350-3500.
Tonight we have a loaded card in the NBA. Only two games last night. Warriors outscored. They killed the Nuggets in the second half. So they won that game outright. I could have used that Nuggets
yes.
A win last night for the future to win that division. Yeah. Anyway, only two games, and we saw what happened with the Nets and the 76ers. Everybody is, I'm seeing on social media today, because of what happened last night, that Embiid never acknowledged Simmons and Durant never acknowledged Harden,
yeah.
And they won a seven-game series. I would say this.
Yeah.
Beg for a series, it ain't going seven games. Nets take him out in five.
That was cause for concern.
That's the James Harden.
I know.
What else should we expect from James Harden at this point? How long has he been in the league?
Yep.
And he never shows up in big games. So I'm sorry, but that's a thing. He had open shot after open shot last night, and he was laying bricks the entire time. I turned the game off. They were so bad.
Have you really examined the resume and the postseason failures? I mean, it is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Remember, though, it started with the large comeback in Houston when he was on the bench and they were down 20 and beat the Clippers.
Of course.
Then they came all the way back. They made the comeback with him on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
And then they lost at home. Kawhi Leonard didn't play. I mean, just some pathetic performances
in
big games.
They were laying 7 in a game 6 at home to the Warriors when the Warriors were without a bunch of guys.
Yeah.
And Curry torched them. And they won the game outright to advance to the Western Conference Finals. Like, look, I mean, Peyton Manning got killed for years because he always delivered in the regular season, but the postseason, he failed. Aaron Rodgers right now is getting, you know, in the middle of getting just absolutely slammed by everybody because he can't make it to another Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Well, if it happens all the time in the NFL, the same guy, the same thing happening in the NBA, different sport, it happened to Clayton Kershaw constantly with the Dodgers.
Well,
James Harden puts up very good numbers. He never delivers when it matters. Never. Sorry. That's who he is.
That's troubling.
Yeah.
You're at home. The building's on fire. The city can't wait. How about the tickets? It was the most expensive ticket in 10 years. That includes playoff games.
Yes, it does.
It's $4,000.
Mm-hmm.
You like to set that on fire. That's it.
First quarter, you set it on fire.
Your game was off. You're down. You lose by 30. You pay $4,000 for a ticket to boo Ben Simmons. You can boo Harden. I mean, Embiid was ready. They're talking trash, and Durant and Kyrie just went to work on him. Oh, my God.
Yeah, who do you trust in a big game, Kevin Durant or James Harden?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
As for tonight, again, loaded schedule. I'll pay off the tease. Charlotte plays at New Orleans, and the Hornets are laying 2.
No, it flipped, didn't it? Oh, you're right. Sorry. You're correct. Pelicans opened the favorite.
Yeah, Hornets are now favored by 2.
Sorry. You got the McCollum news now. You don't have Ingram, and now McCollum's got the COVID.
Sure.
So
total is 229.5. Still a big number. I know Hornets play like this. But the road teams in this matchup have won the last 8 ATS. So I'm sure plenty of people last night and paying attention to the NBA in the news, they probably got a good number here on the Hornets.
And they have been horrible lately.
Oh, yes, they have.
Ugly. Bad job by Charlotte.
What are you seeing on the Pistons this morning? Because the Celtics, moments ago, they were 14. I did see it tick down to 13.5 at a spot.
14. There's been this great run they've been on, but they did lose at home to Detroit right before the All-Star break. So Detroit's been feisty, hanging in these games. Didn't go their way. They just missed the cover against Chicago. Boston, phenomenal defense since January on a roll. That's the other thing. Reggie Miller wouldn't shut up about, this is going to be a playoff rematch here. Philly's going to get the 1 or the 2. They're a game up on Boston. Yeah. What are you talking, Reggie? Look at the standings. Will you take a peek? I mean, what are you talking about? I mean, Boston's right in this thing. Not to mention Philly could come back. You got Milwaukee behind him. At the East, everyone's all bunched up.
Of course.
It's definitely going to be a rematch. You're going to meet in the first round.
I mean, it's been a clear talking point here for like months now in the Eastern Conference. You have no idea where these teams are going to land with the seed.
Right.
Nothing is a lock. Nothing's a shoe-in.
Well, the other thing, too, they were phenomenal last night, and they won by 30, and they looked like the team to beat in the East. But if they're still in the play-in round, you go to Toronto, you don't have Kyrie. You lose that game, you're at home, you don't have Kyrie. Can't play in any of those games. If that's a scenario, how it plays out, assuming the seeds hold the way it is. You can't predict the East and how this is going to play out once we get into the mid-April.
Yeah, no, I think the Nets are making the playoffs.
Well, yeah, okay, but you could have to go to Toronto without Kyrie, and if you lose, which could happen. But
Durant will score 46.
Okay, fine. Either way.
He's too good.
All right, piss on my parade. But still, a lot can happen here. But I am seeing 14 in that game with the Celtics.
Yep. Cavs at the Heat. This ticked up this morning as well. Heat, they were 5.5 a little while ago, and now they're laying about 6. Total is 210 here. This is another big game for the Cavaliers because they're still in it in that division anyway, and their schedule here has been a little bit tougher here in this current stretch right now, and the Heat coming off of just a terrible second half. They got destroyed at home against the Suns.
Yeah.
The other night.
Too early in the morning. And, you know, Butler's questionable every game.
Yeah.
It's like all these guys with Miami, questionable. So if everyone plays, I would look over and see points in that one.
Yeah. Do you want to lay 6.5 with the Jazz on the road against the Spurs? And that total is 229.5.
No opinion on that one.
The Jazz take out bad teams in a body bag, but I don't qualify the Spurs as like a very bad basketball team.
Nope.
They have some talent on there. They're feisty.
Okay. People are out for the Rockets or questionable, but you'd think I have to lay 11.5, but you think I get an angry Dallas team. Just embarrassed at home by the Knicks and down 30 early.
Well, hold on for a minute here because you actually did point out the other night when the Rockets played the Lakers that, despite their struggles in like this last 15-game stretch, they've been putting up a good effort. I mean, they came back and they beat Memphis. They beat the Lakers in overtime.
Yep.
So this young talent here, they've been playing better now for the Rockets.
Beat the Lakers. It was close at halftime at Miami, and Miami ran them out in the fourth quarter. So this is a lot of points for Dallas to be laying. But then again, being on this early, you have to see who's going to play, though, as well. And how about the Lakers, the late game? I'll be watching. I'll be tuning in. You know, this is the 7:30 game. I mean, now you're taking on the Wizards. I mean, this is... everyone's saying that's embarrassing. You lost to the Rockets in overtime, and you couldn't get stops.
They're laying 4.5, Paul.
I know.
And the total is 228.
And you get Kuzma revenge game.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Sure. You don't think they're fired up for this one?
The player props for Kuzma, because I got news for you, by the way. If Kuzma goes off tonight, he is going to be as cocky as Drew Timmy is at Gonzaga. He will let the fans and the opposing, he'll let LeBron know about it. Kuzma doesn't care. He'll run his mouth. If he goes for like 35 tonight and the Wiz win, oh boy, that's going to be quite the spectacle. I can't lay 4.5 with the Lakers. I'm sorry.
When we
can't do it.
I made a mistake. When we were running down the schedule, though, I said, okay, I look at it. I go, that's a win at Houston. And then OKC at home. That look at this schedule.
I called
up.
You out on that. Yeah,
you can't look. I mean, look, there are so many losses still coming for the Lakers.
Oh, yeah.
And they got bailed out by the fact that San Antonio's struggling and Portland decided to tank. If Portland didn't decide to tank, LeBron was going to miss the playoffs. Oh, my God, I can't believe it.
Miss the play-in.
Right, yeah.
That could happen.
That's right. Forget about that. Yeah, that's the best way to say it. They weren't even going to get in the play-in.
And by the way,
if Portland didn't quit on the season.
Here's all you need to know, right? With LeBron James, this is why you can never say anything's a given with this team. With LeBron James at home the other night, they lost to the Rockets.
Yep.
And I got to find Kuzma player props. This game tips off in like 14 hours. So
could be high scoring.
Yeah.
Right. But look what's coming up. Phoenix. Then they go at Minnesota, at Toronto, at Washington, at Cleveland, at New Orleans, at Dallas, Philly at home, at Utah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, LeBron James is going to be 10 games under 500? And I know he's been hurt, but I'm astonished that LeBron James and AD, not good enough, not even close.
Oh, well, I mean.
It's terrible.
And again, LeBron's having a great year individually.
Yes.
But it's the roster around him.
Yeah.
It's a terrible roster.
He also has to take the blame for some of that.
Of course he does.
Signs off on all that. You can't just kill Westbrook when you wanted him.
Right.
And it's...
No, other...
Oh, God.
Buddy Hield was the play. Everybody knew that, except for LeBron.
Shame on Westbrook, too. Shame on Westbrook. Oh, the West Brick and the nicknames and stuff. And you wanted that cupcake stuff with Durant. You know, you mocked Durant when he left.
Mm-hmm.
You relished it. You couldn't wait to mock Durant.
Yeah.
Now someone calls you Westbrook because you can't make a jump shot? I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Take your medicine. You make $40 million a year. I can beat you in horse. Take your medicine.
Don't go after the family, though.
Don't do that, but right.
Yeah.
Don't tell me you can't take that?
No.
It's going to be a rough night. You call this abuse, Westbrook? Come on.
Need more college basketball insight? Check out the podcast Coast to Coast Hoops. Greg Hoops Peterson looks at every major and some of the minor college basketball games on the upcoming schedule to find betting opportunities. And yes, he has an opinion on every single college hoops game of the season. And his podcast, he'll provide unique insights, and he looks for those games that have solid betting opportunities. Download Coast to Coast Hoops now at vsin.com/podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're there, catch up on every VSIN show as well. By the way, the Suns are 7-1 ATS last night against the Raptors. They're 6.5 tonight. Too short.
On VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
First Bet wants you to get in all the horse racing action. Sign up today, promo code VEGAS1000. Receive $10 instantly and up to $1,000 bonus. VSEN.com/horses for details. Bonus code VEGAS1000.
How about this week overall? With all these games, the PGA at Sawgrass, although it was, interrupted by rain several times, and a lot of those golfers in the afternoon session could not even come close to getting in like half their round.
We got weather today?
Yeah, weather again today.
Okay, good, fine. Finish it on Monday.
That'd be good.
Give me something to watch on Monday. Yeah.
Baseball, they came to terms last night, 162-game season, and then the NFL just every single day this week. Khalil Mack traded from the Bears to the Chargers, and it makes a lot of sense for both teams to do this, but his cap hit over the next 3 years is gigantic for the Chargers to take on. But Khalil Mack, along with Joey Bosa, that, to me, I mean, how are you not drooling about that? In that division, when you have Mahomes and Russell Wilson as two quarterbacks, you're going to see four times. And then, I'm seeing reports about teams, like the Cleveland Browns evidently have interest in Derek Carr.
That's our gal, Mary Kay,
yeah.
Saying it's real.
Mm-hmm.
That could be, wow.
And then so, if somehow that would happen, if Carr goes to the Browns, what would the Raiders do?
How big of an upgrade is that? Carr from Baker. What do you think?
I would call it a slight upgrade.
Baker was hurt. He was terrible but he was hurt.
Yeah, he was.
So that
I think Carr's a little bit better.
Okay.
I don't love either guy. I mean, what do you think?
No, I'm intrigued by it.
Yeah.
I don't think much of Carr. I think he's Charlie Checkdown. But
he was.
It's also tough with Baker. Mr. Oompa Loompa.
I'll say this.
The pass is knocked down at the line of scrimmage.
The Ruggs thing really hurt.
Well, sure.
Because he was going deep a lot more with him.
Yeah.
And that made a lot. That's why they drafted the guy.
Yeah.
And then once he's no longer, you know, playing in the league and on that team, it's like, okay.
Well, today's a huge day. Huge day. How did things fall for Watson? I mean, and now the reports, Carolina is all in for Watson. But you can't trade for a guy with this hanging over him.
No, I know.
So he's got to get some good news, and this has got to get settled and whatever. And it's like, okay, Carolina's all in, and then maybe could wind up in Tampa. That's what we keep hearing.
Let me ask you this. Can a team realistically trade for Watson not knowing what the NFL is going to do to him?
No. Carolina, that's the thing. Carolina wanted to do it right when the stuff broke, and they were still, but it's like, Goodell could come down and drop the hammer.
Sure. Could be 4 games, could be 8 games.
Yeah.
Again, we said this the other day. They make up their own rules.
Oh, you might get 6 games and get charged, and then. But if you put in a $500 parlay, you get a year. So,
yeah, no kidding.
Yeah,
that's right. That's right. I mean, a team will still go out there and get him, not knowing what that suspension is going to look like, because it would be more than just this year. Obviously, you're going to sign him to a long-term contract. And then you're looking at the second year, third, because the guy's still in his mid-20s.
You're rolling the dice, yeah.
In year one, for sure, yeah. Well,
in
overall,
terms of suspension, yeah. Right.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
Yeah. I thought that was a great move, though, by the Chargers. Yes. I get it. Mac has a lot of money coming his way. But they know what they have to do in that division. That's the right move. Like, the Raiders' pass rush this last year, it was terrific. With guys on the edge like Crosby and Akwu. They were awesome at getting to the quarterback.
Were you surprised at the reaction by some media people with the Wentz stuff? Like analytics and hardcore football guys are saying, great move, he stinks. And some people, the artifacts and relics, still looking at the touchdown to INT ratio. I mean, the best way you can say it is, great offensive line, great rushing attack, and great running back. Missed the playoffs.
Oh, 1,000%.
Yeah, missed the playoffs.
No.
Don't give me touchdown INT ratio.
No, we said yesterday the 27-7 looks good.
Oh, come on.
But that's only one stat,
yeah.
and that stat isn't exactly up to date anymore.
Uh-huh.
And I said it's more than just the numbers with Carson Wentz.
Why did the Colts miss the playoffs? Carson Wentz.
I'd say probably him, yeah.
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 So,
well, first of all, you can't to lose that game against Jacksonville.
And not even in the game.
It's completely unacceptable.
They couldn't get a first down.
No.
They were blown out.
Yeah.
We watched what Jacksonville didn't do
right
the week before in New England.
Yeah.
It was 50-10.
And oh, by the way, like the more meaningful metrics in 2022 football, they're not good with him. Like, he is lower half of the league.
Right.
Where it really matters most today. So, and again, watch the games. He got away with everything last year deep down the field where they perfected that deep pass and the receivers would stop and the defensive backs would run into them. Hey, there's a 47-yard pass interference call. And then all of a sudden, Jonathan Taylor can run it in from 10 yards out.
Mm-hmm.
They got away with that so many times last year. It wasn't even funny. You couldn't even keep track of it. So I agree with the odds makers who, you know, they certainly, most of them did not move Washington up. They didn't go from like 60-1 to 40-1 in most books. They either stayed at like 60 or they dropped the other way.
Yep.
I did say, I think he's an upgrade over Heinicke, though. Because I think Heinicke is a solid backup, and that's pretty much it in this league.
Well, I still think he had room for improvement, but my thing come down to evaluating was, you're stuck with the ridiculous contract. The other thing, and there was it's line season, you know, what goes on now, free agency draft, all that other stuff. I know our own Sean King said, if things went well today for Watson, keep an eye on the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a guy who covered the team who said, they're out there. That's not going to happen. So who knows what if the Steelers probably out on Watson, but who knows? Conflicting reports on that. But the reports yesterday were Carolina all in, and then maybe could wind up in Tampa.
Well, how about the reports that came out right away that the Seahawks could be a player? And then I think that was kind of poo-pooed as well. Like, no, they're in full rebuild mode.
Oh, absolutely. Why would he? No, no. I can't see that.
With the weapons that he has there, I mean, Metcalf, if they would bring back Lockett, Noah Fant now, I mean, he would make that work. I mean, he would have awesome weapons to throw the ball to.
Did you see what Greg Olsen said? Very good. He's like, what are you doing here, Carroll? Like, you're the problem.
Of course he
it's
is.
Like, it's you can't in 2022 you're talking about defense, running the ball, field position. This is in 1990. I mean that guy is lost.
I can't imagine.
It was a great job by Greg Olsen pointing out about it's this guy, Carroll.
No.
It's this guy.
Now he is.
What are you doing?
Carroll is not even close to a top 10 coach in this league anymore, if he ever was.
Stuck in his ways. It's not 1995, Pete.
Yeah, why do you think that whole mantra came about let Russ cook? It's because they He's having awesome seasons and like, nope, let's behind a mediocre offensive line or below average line. Let's try to establish the run with backs that are just completely average.
Yeah.
What's the point of that?
Yeah, and I'm paraphrasing a little bit about, you know, he said one thing was kind of taken out of context, one of the headlines. But he was just saying it was like we're going with the JV here. We're like we're playing with our hands tied behind our back.
Oh, can you imagine?
It's like, Pete, what are you doing?
Can you imagine if you have lived in Seattle your whole life, you're a diehard Seahawks fan, and you stumble across Russell Wilson in the third round, and you have this guy for a decade, and you have season tickets, and Pete Carroll wins out, and they trade Russell Wilson? I'd be done.
Right.
I would cash out at that point saying, season tickets, screwed. No chance.
It's not all the way. It's not as bad as it was in Green Bay. But it's close. It's on the level, though. You know, I know Rodgers is a prickly pear and a complicated fellow, but what McCarthy was doing and holding him back for years, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Rodgers refused to run in the trash he was sending in from the sideline. You know, you're running the same stuff for 5-6 years.
Well,
what are you doing?
When you have Ryan Clark on ESPN,
yeah,
who was playing with the Steelers like 10 years ago, and he comes out only a few years ago now, and he said, look, I'm watching the tape. They are running the same exact stuff they did against us in the Super Bowl like in 2011. It's the same. It's not imaginative. There's no creativity.
No, there's no.
That's why McCarthy should have been fired way before he was. You said that you went back and watched the NFC title game against the Seahawks.
Oh, it was on NFL Network.
I can't do it anymore.
My God.
There's no way I could go back and watch that game again.
Oh, God, you won't believe it. If that happened today, Twitter would shut down. Shut down. He's kicking field goals 4th and inches.
Oh, no doubt.
He's kicking field goals from the 1-yard line.
Over and over and over again.
They have the ball. Instead of put the game away, he's running the ball, punt field. Okay?
Incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. So hopefully something again happens today. Could be a doozy. Baseball, football, let's go.
Well, I think baseball has going to be like on fire today, right?
Our guy Dustin had a great point, the producer. A big day for baseball. I was like, yeah, okay, lost. You know, a regular Tuesday in NFL, big news, big trade.
Wilson, I know.
Wilson, Wentz goes on the move. Hey, the Bears traded Mac. Oh, baseball's back.
Oh, hey, okay. We have 61 games in college basketball that span, you know,
right.
16 hours overall, and every game is down to the wire.
Yeah.
With massive comebacks and upsets throughout the entire day.
Goodell got that right. Make it a 10-month sport. He nailed it. NFL dominates.
Right. And now we're starting to see more props come out for the NFL draft. And there's a
big move on Hutchinson.
Yeah.
He's like minus 250 now to go first overall.
Yeah, but there was a writer in Jacksonville who said, hold your horses here. They might not be defense to go number one overall. Just because they slapped that franchise tag on Cam Robinson, it doesn't mean Hutchinson's going to be the play now. He was as high as, I think, 6-1 last week because all of the steam of either Evan Neal or the kid from NC State going number one overall.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. All right, let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Paulie Howard. We're live in downtown Las Vegas. Again, game starting today coming up in like 3 hours from right now. I think we have, 41 games or 44 games on the schedule in college basketball. We'll get more into the games at the top of the hour, and then Bruce Marshall is going to join us for 2 segments. Longtime sports bettor will get his best bets for today in college hoops. And in soccer, we will recap anything that you missed last night with the betting action, upsets, collapses, in Win Some, Lose Some. That's next here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets.
if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Oklahoma money line 3-1. Surprised Baylor. Good call, Dave Tooley. Stay hot. Read him every day in the newsletter. Good job, Mr. Tooley. And 3-0 with his first period overs. I'm with Tooley today. Tooley likes that Columbus first period over. Boy, that's low. Playing the Wild? Giddy up. I'm with him.
11 goals last night for the Wild.
Did you see the game? One? Did you see the goal Detroit allowed?
Oh, my God. What, yes, I did. How is that possible, Paul?
My buddy Fitz sent me a text. You ever do that in all your years playing goalie? I go, what happened? I scored on myself once. I shot it.
I guarantee that happened to you at least once. Yeah.
I never did that.
Oh, sure.
Trying to swipe the puck and you put it in.
You were the gold standard in high school. Yeah, I know. We get it, Paul.
I can't believe that happened at the professional, though. Come on. TCU money line 2-1. All the way back down 18 at halftime to beat Texas. Portland State plus 230. Beat Southern Utah. Tulsa plus 220. No problem with Wichita. Arizona 3-1. They beat the Maple Leafs. What in the world's going on? Goaltending, defense, whatever. I'm not seeing any of it.
How do you think their game...
Campbell's out 2 weeks now.
How do you think their game right now translates to the playoffs?
No. Yeah. Well, they never win in the playoffs. Buffalo, plus 180. Speaking of a lousy outfit right now, Vegas loses again. Whew. Can't score. What'd you think of the Eichel quote comment after the game?
Well, let me get it so people who don't know what it is.
Eichel's returned to Buffalo. Yep. After the game, they lose 3-1.
Yep. That's the loudest I've heard this place ever. It only took 7 years and me leaving for them to get into it. That was from Jesse Granger, who tweeted that out, who covers them here, covers the Golden Knights. I read some of the responses from Buffalo fans. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, what?
They loathe him.
Oh.
They hate him with the fire of 1,000.
Oh. It's a fair comment, though.
Oh, when you see, and not even, it wasn't even curse words, but when you see Sabre fans calling him like a passionless loser.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man, does that have to sting.
Wow. Strong. Sharks, yeah. Sharks plus 180. Of course. Bad read. Kings back after a long homestand, get beat at home. At least they got a point. Devils goal in the first 10. The gift that keeps on giving. We had a great tweet. Guy said they own my car because they're making the payments. Devils, that's right. Yep. Yeah. Devils 27-4 run. Goal in the first 10. First period overrun, 27-5. Hurricanes, no goal in the first 10. Yes, or no, 11-1 run. Columbus, third period over, 23-2. Buffalo, 22-3. Toronto, 29-3, third period overrun. Hard to, you know, you have to work to find the goal and a half, and you have to pay significant juice, but I don't want to hear it. Because you guys, a lot of you will line up once baseball starts to lay $3 in baseball. Colorado, plus 1, went off a 2-point favorite. No problem with Oregon. Damn it! Great comments by Dana Altman afterwards in the post-game presser.
Couldn't get to these kids. I couldn't reach them. They were upset with me. Didn't let me. It's just some money quotes.
Well, you know what?
I know this going in, and I understand the problems now.
Okay, so here's the thing. When you hear something like that, immediately, first thing, if they take like an NIT bid or CBI or whatever,
good call.
Total fade material then.
Wyoming plus 1.5 went off the favorite, beat Wyoming. Beat UNLV by 3. Newcastle 3-1 in the Premier League. They beat Southampton. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends. Awesome videos today. Let's start with a dog video where they're lined up with the treats and some big dogs, right? Lined up, treats in front of them, and the owner's ready to say, ready, set, go. And then look, keep an eye on the screen. Up, you're right. Okay? Got a little fella here. Okay? It's all lined up, and you guys can eat.
Okay.
Go ahead. Okay. Sneak attack! Pearl Harbor job! Look at him. He comes in. He grabs all three of them. Look at that. And he scoots away because he knows some pain could be coming.
So we have two dogs, two smaller dogs, right? And when I'm feeding one of them, Dexter, like he waits for the treat to go to his mouth. Our other one, Mickey, will almost always try to slide in. If I have the treat right here,
no.
She'll come and try. She'll like put her mouth inside of his mouth trying to get the treat. That goes well. He never gets pissed off at that.
Oh, God. I love my dog, Jordan. He's so smart. But even when he was a puppy and we got him, he would come in. And he doesn't know. He's like, he was a puppy. He's taking the treats from the Husky and the German Shepherd.
Oh, yeah,
and running away.
Sure.
And the Husky would bite him.
Yeah, right.
Like, he doesn't care.
No.
I'm like, easy big fella, right? Bear video. I wasn't expecting this. Now, the bear comes up to the car. I thought it might be Dukes of Hazzards, right? Jump in or open it. Like we've seen, tried to get in there, right? Yeah, sure. Don't want to, yeah. I can't believe these videos where these guys are hanging out.
He's not even trying to do this at all.
Rips it right off.
He barely puts any, and then by the way, a small bear, it's almost like a cub.
Yeah.
And he just, that's insane. And we have bear videos now over the past couple of weeks where human beings are getting friendly with them.
Yes.
Like if something turns in their brain where they want to kill you, you're dead in 2 seconds.
Lincoln Riley bought a new house, a palatial estate in La La Land. Look at this.
It's decent, I'd say.
Oh, huh? My God. 13,000 square feet. 5-car garage, elevator. I'm going to wear sunglasses every day. These lights are killing me. Maybe they'll listen to me after 3 years. 7 fireplaces, tennis court. Okay, now that's, look at that. Now, that's what, you got $17 million in La La Land. Look what he had in Norman, Oklahoma. Same thing. Only $1.9 million. Different kind of market, right? You won't believe what's going on out here.
Location.
That's right. They're all coming from Southern California. They're all moving here. I don't blame you, too, with the prices. They line up hours early to buy houses and bid on houses out here. They pay people $1,000 to stand in line for them, and they sell out immediately.
I have some stories.
It's crazy, the market out here.
Look,
right now.
I mean, we're really good friends with a real estate agent here in town who's, I mean, her career is just to the moon. The stories we've heard from her in the last year alone would make your head spin.
Yeah.
People come in and over the top, sight unseen, I'll offer $100,000 more cash than any offer that you've had so far.
Bingo. You got it. Michigan, 1.5 up to 3. Blew it. Florida, 1.5 up to 3. Good game, lost in overtime. Warriors, Nuggets over 222 up to 230. Not even close. 113-102 Warriors. Penn State, Buckeyes under 132.5 to 126.5. 71-68. Duke and under, 11.5 up to 15, 151.5 down to 146, 88-79. George Mason, 4.5 up to 7, lost outright to Fordham. San Diego State, Fresno over, 113 up to 116, 53-46. Colorado State from 2 up to 4, 1-2. Hawaii, Cal Riverside under, 128.5 down to 125, 68-67. UAB, Florida Atlantic under, 144.5 to 141, 80-66. Harden and the Sixers. My God. Harden, 3 of 17. Lost by 30 at home. Never a game. Never a game. Can't go to war with that guy.
Nope.
Yep, I knew it. Yep. Yep. Bad job as well. Lose some. Now, what is this guy doing? What is he thinking? I mean, this video was all over social media yesterday where the truck is coming in. No Peacock. Thanks for the stuff on the Peacock, too. Obviously, I forgot about only small dogs are allowed.
Yeah, and by the way, the back end of that, I mentioned this earlier, it's not called it's called a train on a Peacock.
Oh, train?
Yeah.
Okay, look at this. This is all over social media. The truck coming by, and just barely avoids the guy's car, barely. But now he makes the turn, and he comes out, and the guy realizes he's going to hit my car, or could hit my car. But okay, you take the loss and you call the insurance. But look what he does here. Break his ribs. Look at, I'm going to wedge myself in between the truck
and
my car to protect my car, which he does. But then he's like writhing in pain. Bro.
I don't think he, in the 5 seconds it took to think about this, it wasn't enough time for him to think it through.
Right to the hospital. How about the VR machine? Person sitting down. All right. Going to enjoy this. Did this. All right. Lady. They go sideways. And ass over. There you go. Nope. No good. Can't have that. Bad for the books. North Carolina under 133 down to 130. 63-43. Eastern Washington under 159 down to 154. San Diego State from 4 up to 6. 1 by 7. UConn Seton Hall under 134.5 down to 131. 62-52. Morgan State from 1 up to 5 fell 3. Bad beats Tulsa. Wichita under 133. 61-53 with under 2 minutes, and it explodes. Foul, lay it in. St. John's money line led by 17 in the second half. Lost to Villanova. Islanders, Blue Jackets under 5.5. The Islanders with a power play goal with 2 seconds left. 6-0 final. Win some, lose some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Log in each Friday, get a 20% profit boost on the NHL. Learn more, betrivers.com. All right. 60-some games yesterday. Let's do it all over again today in what could be the best day of the season today.
Yep.
Nothing wrong with Saturday plus. Either.
No, Saturday's tremendous.
Saturday's good. More semifinals and all those automatic bids, too, with the title games.
All right. So Will Hill joined us earlier this hour. And if you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, Bet Rivers has you covered. Will does the New York CityCast. And Bet Rivers has launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. There are CityCasts in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, L.A., New York, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and now Washington, D.C., and you can subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, so we'll tie in yesterday's action and update you on the current numbers we're seeing on today's massive college basketball card. Coming up next here on Follow the Money, it's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at CallSheet.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.